it's important for us, and I think it's also important from William McNeely's point of view in terms of what he was hoping to achieve, because he, at great risk, was exposing safety and security issues on Trident submarines. And for him, it was important to get it into the public domain, into the political domain, certainly in terms of the initial contacts that we had with him and what he was saying. There's two things for us. There's the specific allegations that he's making, but if you then look at that in the context of other incidents that we know that have happened, then it all sort of rings a bit more truer. I mean, I don't know if people remember the HMS Astute, the Navy's newest submarine run aground on Skye, or a few years further back, where we had this collision between two nuclear-armed submarines, one British and one French, on patrol. And that was all hushed up, and we still don't know anything about what happened with that. So the things that, say, William McNeely's flagging up about concerns that they're not serious about risks of fire on submarines, and they're not properly considering threats of terrorism and sabotage, I mean, these are all really worrying.